In the news, investigators have found parts of what might be a Russian missile in the area where a Malaysian Airlines plane crashed last year. Flight MH17 went down in eastern Ukraine. Dutch government lawyers said Tuesday that the investigators from Belgium, Australia, Ukraine, Malaysia, and the Netherlands are examining the pieces of what might be a Russian surface-to-air missile. The prosecutor said the parts are of special interest to the criminal investigation. They said the parts might provide more information about who was involved in the downing of MH17. Turkey's military said Tuesday that warplanes had carried out airstrikes against 17 Kurdish rebel targets in southeastern Turkey. The military said strikes targeted Kurdistan Workers' Party PKK positions in Hakkari province. The area borders Iraq and Iran. The PKK was blamed for deadly attacks in Turkey Monday. 9 people died in Çanakkale province and in Istanbul. Greek officials said Tuesday the government reached an agreement with international creditors on new loan terms. A European Commission spokeswoman confirmed the progress made on the deal. She said negotiators have agreed in principle to broad terms. Greece's parliament is expected to vote on the measure by Thursday. Eurozone finance ministers could give their support on the agreement by Friday. Zimbabwe has partly ended restrictions on big game hunting around Hwange National Park. The restrictions began earlier this month after the killing of a protected and much-loved wild lion known as Cecil. A U.S. dentist is accused of killing Cecil. The Zimbabwe Parks and Wildlife Authority said the ban remains in place for 2 private game parks and rural communities near the park. The agency said people caught hunting illegally will be banned from hunting for life.